Super Talk 99.7 WTN presents John Jubilee, America's transformation authority. He's a trainer to the stars, speaker, and fat loss expert, and he's here to help you lose that fat, get healthy, and find your joy. John's not going to try and sell you gimmicks or gadgets. He's going to help you understand what you really want to accomplish, but without hating the process. If you want to talk to John, call now at 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-WWTN. Here he is, John Jubilee.
An awesome and amazing morning. Hey, welcome to the John Jubilee Transformation Experience. We are changing this world one life at a time. And why don't we just start with you? What's going on in your life today? What's going on in your health today? What's going on in your spirit today? Do you know that your mind, your body, and your spirit are all connected? 17 years ago, I discovered 10 technologies of transformation, transforming at a cellular level, getting healthy at a cellular level. What does that look like? It looks like getting a cell, first of all, hydrated, so that we make it porous on the outside instead of hard like a marble, getting that uptake of that hydration so that as that cell expands and becomes the miniature universe it's supposed to be, that thermonuclear power plant called the mitochondria can fire up and produce all these positive chemical reactions in our body. Causes our body to produce its natural chemicals of adiponectin, serotonin, dopamine, which will totally wipe out almost every disease known to man and give you a sense of wellness and well-being and power and strength. We are made magnificently and wondrously, and most of the problems in our life can actually be sourced down to a cellular level. A healthy cell is virtually impossible to make sick. If your cells are healthy, you're healthy. If your cells are healthy, you feel great. You act great. Even in the midst of adverse circumstances, you can rise above and have that powerful sense that you were made to dominate in this earth. Do you know that even in Genesis, what did God command, his first command to a man, was to take dominion over the earth. Take dominion. Not to be ran over, but to take dominion. You can have dominion in your life. You have the power inside of you as a creation of God to walk through this life with power and victory and strength in the midst of any and every circumstance. And if you think that's some Pollyanna statement, this is coming from a man that's probably walked through more hardship, more adversity, more fire than most people will ever even hear about, let alone live through. But I am delighted and joyful. It's the joy of my life to share transformation and the transformation experience, which begins with getting our mind right and making a choice to transform, a choice to be the best us we can possibly be for ourselves, for our spouse, for our children, and for our community and the world. And it does begin at a cellular level because everything is connected. You could be the most gifted singer in the world, but if you're sick, you cannot perform to the level of the God-given talent that you were given. You could be the most anointed preacher in the world, but you can't preach and minister to God's people the way you're supposed to if you are not at your optimal level of health. You could be the most amazing mother in the world, but you can't mother those children like you're supposed to if you're not walking in optimal health at a cellular level. Our health affects every area of our life, and we have control over it. We do. 17 years ago, I learned 10 technologies, and when I put those 10 technologies in place and in action, What happened? I transformed at a cellular level. I was bone on bone in my knees. My cartilage literally regrew in my knees. My shoulder was healed. Arthritis gone. Pain gone. Lack of sleep gone. I'm telling you, you have control over your health, and your health will affect every area of your life. And there's a real simple guarantee by the American Heart Association. Just reach down there and just put your hand on the front of your belly. And if you can look down and you can see your hand easily, that means your belly's probably at least 1 inch bigger than your chest. For every inch that belly is bigger than the chest, you are guaranteed to meet Jesus 5 years early. Do you really want to do that? And you can do the math, ladies and gentlemen. 1 inch is 5 years. 2 inches is 10 years. 3 inches is 15 years. 4 inches is 20 years. How early do you want to check out? You know, you only go around once in life, but it's forever. You only go around once in life, but it's forever. So just because you check out of the earth suit doesn't mean life ends. It just means you check out of the earth suit. But obviously, it's so important the years we live in the earth suit that God in His infinite wisdom chose to give us this moment of time to live. And we're to be stewards of the earth suit. We're to be stewards of it. And it's an amazing suit. And we can do anything we want with it. We have the power. We have the power of what we're going to do with our earth suit. And can I just encourage you today? Hey, have a great earth suit. See what your true genetic blueprint is. I didn't know what mine was. You can look at pictures on my johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. I am healthier and stronger today than I was 25 years ago. Healthier and stronger today than I was 25 years ago. And a picture is worth a thousand words. Go take a look at that picture of me with my son, Jonathan. And I'm healthier and stronger today and feel better today than I did 25 years ago. And oh, guess what? Take a look at the more beautiful person, which is my beautiful bride, Jaina. Take a look at Jaina, who was 191 pounds non-pregnant. And today, Jaina literally, God bless you, Tim and Faith, but my wife is more beautiful than Faith Hill. And she is in her 50th year of life, which is Jubilee, by the way. The 50th year is Jubilee, and she's in her Jubilee year of life, and man, does she look like it. And if you don't believe me, go take a look on johnjubilee.com, and you tell me if that girl looks 50 years old. She looks 25 years old, and that's all real. That's all real. Head to toe, never had a facelift, never had anything done. She is a dream. She's my dream wife and love of my life. Met her when she is 11 years old. But you go log on to johnjubilee.com and check that out. Check out those pictures. But I'm going to be talking about transformation at a cellular level, being the best you can possibly be for the rest of your life. I want you to stay with me through the break. This is John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority on Super Talk 99.7.
Making the doctors healthy. John Jubilee on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
It's what you should do. Michael Del Giorno, weekday mornings at 9 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Awesome and amazing morning. Hey, welcome back. We are talking about being transformed at a cellular level, being the best you can possibly be, and why not? And why not? It affects every area of our life. It affects every area of our life. If you're one of those men that you're living with a woman, that you're looking at her going, what happened to that girl I married? Her personality seems different. She seems on edge. She seems to get irritated easy. She seems to be moody. That is not because your wife is having a bad attitude. That's because She has chemical reactions, negative chemical reactions going off in her body, which is no different than her being abducted by aliens and them shooting her full of drugs that she doesn't want in her body that causes her to act and respond that way. It's a chemical. There's nothing that she's doing different mentally. She doesn't want to be that way. She doesn't want to feel that way. She doesn't want to respond that way. But those chemicals are affecting her brain and her thought processes, and it can be reversed. She can go back in time and renew her youth and get those healthy levels of serotonin and dopamine and adiponectin and estrogen and testosterone. Yes, even women have a healthy level of testosterone there. It's possible at any age, at any time. I was part of two medical studies that helped women that were perimenopausal, menopausal, postmenopausal, and I was 138-0. That means 138 women succeeded at losing their fat, getting their hormones balanced, getting healthy, getting well. And you could do that for your wife too. Wouldn't that be a gift for her? And hey, that might be a little bit of a gift for you, gentlemen. Might make life a little bit easier. There was a man and wife from Michigan, and after 4 weeks into the transformation, this man called our offices on the phone and he said, "John Jubilee, there's a woman living in my house I haven't seen in 20 years. Of course, he was referring to his wife. He hadn't seen her with that level of energy and enthusiasm and joy and humor in 20 years. Well, what was different? Because she implemented the 10 technologies of transformation and she got healthy at a cellular level and it changed her moods. It changed her personality. It improved it to her real personality. We don't know what our real genetic blueprint is until we are operating by the design of the creator that created us. Let me say that again. You don't know what your real genetic blueprint is until you're operating the way the creator designed you to operate. The 10 technologies that I teach are congruent with how the human body is designed to get healthy at a cellular level, to uptake hydration, to metabolize fat, to build muscle, and to create the positive chemical reactions that you're designed to create. But I can tell you that you need to be a beautiful, beloved skeptic when it comes to any health and wellness or weight loss program, because it's a multi-billion dollar industry and everybody out there is selling false hope. And we're buying it. And I was buying it. We buy and we buy and we buy and we buy because we want to believe something's really going to work. And if somebody really believed in their program, if they really believed in their product, they would do what I do, is simply say to every single friend, if it works, is it worth it? Of course it is. And if it doesn't, I'm just going to give you back your money. It's that simple. Is that fair enough? All you can lose with a John Jubilee transformation experience is fat and poor health. All you could lose is fat and poor health. You couldn't lose a penny because I wouldn't take your money for anything. I wouldn't take your money for anything. But if I could help you change your life forever, if I could help you get healthy and get well at a cellular level, what is that worth to you? There's something that we all learned this year watching Steve Jobs, a man with $8.3 billion in the bank, die young, that our health is priceless. Our health is priceless, and you're priceless. The only two priceless things on this planet is you and your health. So you wouldn't hesitate to invest in your car if your transmission went out, right? If your heating and air conditioning unit went out tomorrow, you wouldn't hesitate to to spend $5,000 to replace it. So why not value yourself more than a house or a car? You are a house. You are a house. So let's work on your house. If a meteor shot through your roof, guess what? You'd go get your roof replaced. If your paint all peeled off your house, you'd go get it painted. But isn't it amazing how we devalue ourselves and we don't take the time to just invest in ourselves to be the best us we can be? Why don't we do that to honor ourselves, honor our spouse, honor our children, honor the other people in our life? You know, it was so joyful this year. There was an amazing couple, grandparents. They brought two of their grandchildren in to one of their assessments. Everyone that saw them thought those were their children, not their grandchildren, when they were at their 88-day assessment. It was so joyful. And what a fun story. What a fun story that this couple shared. They had just had a great summer with their grandkids. They took them to Dollywood, running around all over. Why? Because they could. They had the energy to keep up with those grandchildren. And the grandmother even told me, she said, those grandkids used to run away from me. There's nothing I could do. She said, now I can catch them. Now I can catch them. She said, they used to get out there and play basketball. Now I can get out there and play basketball with them. Hey, we're made to be participants in life, not spectators. Don't you want to be a participant and not a spectator in life? I sure do. And I'm so joyful that I get to do that now. 17 years ago, can I just be really vulnerable and just share a story with you? 17 years ago, I went out in the backyard, was throwing some football with Jonathan and Josiah, two of the oldest boys. And we have seven. We got seven kids, four boys, three girls. But I was out throwing football with Jonathan and Josiah for about 15 minutes. And about 2 days later, I was on the couch in pain thinking, oh, I wish I would not have done that. I am still achy from that. And I caught myself, friends. I caught myself and said, oh, my word, am I really having this thought in my head that I wish I wouldn't have played with my boys for 15 minutes. And I was heartbroken. I was devastated as a man to think, is this where my life is headed? You know, am I really going to turn into the couch potato? I'm too tired. I'm too sore. I don't have enough strength to get out there and play with my own children. And that was a wake-up call for me. And I remember I went and I took a picture of myself, And this is before we had these digital cell phones, folks. I took one and went and got it developed at Target. And I stood there and waited for it for an hour. And when I looked at that picture, I didn't recognize the guy in that picture. Because I can tell you in my mind, I looked a lot better than that picture did. You know what I'm saying, guys? You know, I was picturing something much, much better than what that picture was looking back at me and telling me I really looked like. Because I looked like I smallowed a small truck tire and I had my man boobs sticking out there and was not a pretty sight, let me tell you. And that's when I did a massive research. I came up with the 10 technologies, but I didn't want to even try another program again. I didn't want to try a diet. I didn't want to try exercise. Why? Because I didn't want to fail again. Can anybody feel me out there? Doesn't it hurt to just fail over and over and over again? Or to have momentary success, which is almost even worse. We finally lose that fat, and as soon as we go back to normal life, we just gain it all back again. Well, that was my experience. So I didn't want to do that again. So this time, I was determined, I have to find something that's real. I have to find something that I know is not false hope for sale. And when I did these 10 technologies, no one was more shocked than me at my transformation. 88 days later, I was the strongest and healthiest I had ever been in my whole life. And I'm joyful to tell you, 17 years later, I feel even better and I'm even stronger. than I was. And if you think I'm kidding, I'm not bragging. I'm just sharing an experience. Go log on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. There's a lift on there where I'm lifting a bunch of weight a bunch of times. You got to see it to believe it. Go log on to johnjubilee.com. Hey, I inspire myself. I'm telling you, God bless us all. It's possible to transform. It's possible to be the best you at any age. Like my beautiful Virginia, 81 years old, gained 8 solid pounds of muscle, lost 40 pounds of fat at 81 years old. We can all do it. Go log on to johnjubilee.com. Stay with me through the break.
He is John Jubilee, America's transformation authority, exclusively on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Good story, a bad joke, and a whole lot of common sense. Phil Valentine, afternoons from 3 till 7 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, I would be remiss if I didn't throw in a little bit, since we're in the month of October here, and you know, a lot of people, you know, get into the Halloween thing. And here's how I'm going to approach it. I'm just going to utilize it a little bit. You know, you think of Halloween, they got the scary costumes, and hey, what's scarier than poor health? You know, guess what? How about dressing up like a heart attack? How about dressing up like diabetes? How about dressing up like high cholesterol? I got news for you. That'd look scarier than a zombie. That'd be scarier than a zombie if you dressed up like cancer, leukemia, lupus. Dress up like a disease. Dress up like a disease and think how scary that is. And guess what? That's not just fun and games there. You know, that's serious stuff. That's serious stuff. And I'm going to be talking about that a little bit more later on in the show, but I'd like to take this segment and I want to encourage everybody. For the first time in 17 years, we had a transformer. My amazing radio producer, Jonathan Melcher, he stepped up and said, "Hey, man, I'll tell you what." He said, I heard enough people on this. I'm going to do this program. And this isn't a promotional thing, folks. He's a paying client. He's a paying client like anybody else. But he wanted to transform after hearing the amazing testimonies of transformers. He stepped up. Not only did he pay to do a transformation, but he put his before picture on johnjubilee.com. Now, that took some gusto. That took some gusto. I'm just going to tell you, we've never had anybody ever step up to do that before. And at each of his 4-week points, he's putting his picture in there to show you what his transformation is actually doing for him. So I want to just ask you to, you can actually go on the website. You can blog without logging in. You can actually, or you can go on and you can comment. You can log in through your Facebook and you can like Jonathan. And so I want to encourage you folks to really support him. Just go on there through johnjubilee.com and you can log through your Facebook and you can like, you can share the link. And I'm trying to give him a lot of support because, man, he has really stepped out and done it. And I'd like him to join me right now. And we're going to get an update every week. We get an update from Jonathan to hear how it's going. So, Jonathan, thank you again so much for putting yourself out there courageously. And how's this week been for you?
This week has just been amazing, John. This is day 56. I'm at the end of week 8 right now, and I've got my 8-week evaluation scheduled for next week on Tuesday. So be looking for those pictures to be up on Facebook and johnjubilee.com this week sometime. I'm really satisfied with the results that I'm seeing, but I still know the best is yet to come.
Wow. Well, so what's anything, have you had any experiences this week or anything that you've noticed different?
Well, I went home this week and I have an older pair of camo shorts that I have there at the house. And when I was back home, the last time I went home was back in July, back before I started this transformation. And these shorts are some of those older pair that actually, that the button on it snaps. It's not one of those that hook into the denim. It just snaps. Well, these shorts were 30s, and I couldn't get them snapped without sucking in so hard. And by the time I finally did, any movement I made would unsnap them. I'd have to wear a belt to keep them together. And it was just so painful to wear. I went home this past week, wore those shorts, snapped them together, and they fit. You're looking at 30s I'm fitting back into now.
Wow. And Jonathan, every guy out there knows what that feels like to we got those pants that we like to wear, and sometimes we actually just leave them unsnapped and a little unzipped, and we leave our shirt hanging out so we can still wear them.
Well, that's what I was doing, to be honest with you. Just put a belt on to keep them held up and wore the long shirt to cover it up.
So what'd that feel like to be able to wear those the real way?
It felt really great. It really opened my eyes even more to how much better that I'm looking and how I'm feeling and stuff. This program is just really turning my life around. I'm noticing that I'm in better moods all the time. I'm sleeping better at night. And I noticed, I couldn't put my finger on it, but something is different even about my face. I don't know what it is, but my face looks different. It feels different. And it's all different in a good way, but I don't know really how to describe what it is that's different.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what, Jonathan, when I walked in the studio this morning, I can see. And what that is you're getting healthy at a cellular level, and it affects your skin. And if people go watch the testimonials of other people, virtually every person mentions that aspect, that their skin is so much healthier, their skin is so much softer, and I definitely noticed that in you this morning. And now you started your first 4 weeks, and you openly shared that was a little bit of a transition, getting yourself going. Mm-hmm. How would you rate this 4 weeks?
This 4 weeks has passed quite a bit faster than that first 4 weeks. That first 4 weeks just seemed like it dragged on it just seemed like it took forever to get to that first checkpoint. But now that the end of week 8 is here and I'm already scheduling my evaluation, it's like I can't believe that it just seems like yesterday I went in for my 4 week evaluation, and the results that I'm seeing now, I'm noticing a lot more than I did the results between. Well, because remember whenever I said I went in for my four-week evaluation, I could see very little subtle differences until I looked at the pictures. But right now, I'm seeing a drastic difference between week 4 and week 8, and I can't wait to see the pictures that were going to be taken here this week so I can compare those to the four-week pictures and say, you know, wow, this is going to be this. I didn't realize it was even this good, and it's already looking great.
Well, and Jonathan, I got to say now, I was kind of looking at you moving around there, and it looks like getting a little definition in the bicep.
Oh, man, it's like I have a softball on there now, and it looks great. I don't know if I've ever had this much muscle on my arm at one time, and even in my chest. I've never had this much definition in my chest at all. And my abs, I can feel my abs coming out. There is a very thin, maybe still a very thin layer of fat right on top of them right now. But I'd say within the next week or so, I will be showing at least one set of abs, if not a couple.
Okay, well, and Jonathan, I hate to do this to you, brother. but we're
no,
we're,
you don't.
Yeah, I really don't. You're right. But I have to always keep coming back to that before picture, because it seems like every week somebody comes in and they say, hey, I was on your website. I was looking at your radio producer, Jonathan Melcher, and was that guy pushing out his belly in that before picture?
No. That's the sad and honest truth. No, I was not pushing it out. That's exactly how I was, but I just hit it well.
Yeah, well, it's kind of funny because the person asked me, and Tom Shelton, who actually did your assessment, Tom walked by and he goes, no, I'm telling you, man, I took that guy's picture and that's what he really looked like.
Yeah, he did. He took the picture, and I was making sure that I wasn't pushing out. I was trying to be as honest and stuff as I could because I didn't want it, anything to make it look like it was photoshopped or forced or anything like that. I wanted it to look straight, natural, and that's what it was. And that's the cold and honest truth, and I look terrible.
Okay, well, if that's the truth, then I do have to ask you, did you have a pumpkin for breakfast?
Not that day, no, no. But you were mentioning costumes, though. I will say another scary costume to dress up as would be that 5 pounds of fat gel that you've got sitting on your desks in there on your in your office. Yeah. That's a nasty, scary-looking thing right there.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah, there's a lot of people that go, I don't want to touch that. I don't want to touch that. And for those of you that don't know what Jonathan's referring to, you know, you could see on, you know, on the johnjubilee.com, take a look at that picture of just what 5 pounds of fat is literally a little bit bigger than a loaf of bread. It's a little bigger than a loaf of bread, and it's nasty looking, right, Jonathan?
It's not an appetizing look. No, not at all.
Yeah, well, wouldn't it be something if we could just pull our skin up and see what all that fat under there looks like? I think it'd be kind of motivational to get it off.
Yeah, if we could pull our skin up and so we just reach in and grab it, rip it out right there. Yeah. Save us the trouble.
So, Jonathan, how's it going with, you know, are you feeling like this is something that you really think that you could continue with?
I plan on it. I sure do. I'm actually getting up in the mornings and stuff, and I'm looking forward to doing the program because I'm loving the results I'm seeing, and I know it can only get better from here. And just the improvements I've seen in this last 4 weeks, it just stands to reason that it's going to be even more amazing in the next four for the final leg of my program.
Well, I totally concur, and I want to encourage everybody again, you know, come log in to johnjubilee.com and log in there. There's a way to log in through your Facebook once you come to the website, and you can like Jonathan and give him some support. And this week, he's coming in for that 8 week. We're going to have another picture. We'll have another picture that'll be posted, I believe, Tuesday. Is that right, Jonathan?
Tuesday at 10 o'clock is my evaluation.
Okay. So we'll try to get that picture posted by Tuesday on johnjubilee.com of Jonathan. You'll be able to see his first picture, his four-week picture, and then his eight-week picture because he made a commitment to himself. He's a young man, and he wanted to walk in optimal health at a cellular level from a young age. But we can do it in any age. I have two clients that are 94 years old, and you can do it too. I'm changing this world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
Lose fat, get healthy, and find your joy. You're listening to America's Transformation Authority on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Why must we talk about Obama day in and day out?
Savage.
I've once done a whole segment about women's shoes.
Weeknights at 10 on Super Talk 99.7.
And I think it was a popular show.
WTN.
Awesome and amazing morning. Hey, let's talk about scary stuff for a minute. You know what? Halloween, it's a month where people like to talk about scary things. And nothing more scary really than fat. And I'll tell you why fat is scary, because it is a documented empirical medical fact that people that are fat are more prone to disease. So what does that mean? Well, it's real simple, folks. The more fat you have, the better chance you have of having high blood pressure, of having heart disease. Oh, dying prematurely. Isn't it amazing? We're almost numb to hearing the bad health effects of things. You know why? Because of all of these ridiculous drug commercials. Next time a drug commercial comes on TV, I want you to smack your cheeks, take both your hands, smack both your cheeks, and I want you to listen to every single word on the drug commercial. Listen to every single word on that drug commercial, because they all basically go something like this. You know, beautiful music playing in the background, you know, a little butterfly or a hummingbird or lovely families playing together in the park. But at the whole end of the commercial, a guy really quickly and really softly and subtly says, "Oh, by the way," now he says it smooth and soft, but I'm going to say it normal. "Oh, by the way, this drug can cause nausea. This drug can cause vomiting. This drug can cause eyesight to distort. This drug can cause death. This drug can cause 1,000 different side effects. Oh, by the way." And if you'll just stop and pause and listen, any one of those side effects is a good reason not to take that drug. Any one of the side effects is a reason not to take the drug. And for everybody out there that's taking your high cholesterol medication, all those statins, go get your magnifying glass. Get your magnifying glass and look at the side effects of taking a statin. Oh, it might be bad for your heart. It's a side effect. Oh, it might enlarge your heart and cause you to die prematurely. It's just a little side effect. Well, I teach transformation. I teach optimal health at a cellular level. And guess what a side effect is of transformation? Oh, you'll get off your high blood pressure medication. You'll get off your high cholesterol medication. You will lose your fat. You will uptake hydration. You will fit in your camo shorts like Jonathan. You know, you will get back optimal health at a cellular level. Or maybe you never had it. Like, I've had clients that were 100 pounds overweight since high school that lost 100 pounds of fat as 45 and 50-year-old adults. That's right, because their genetic blueprint was not really to be fat and overweight. They were just told that their whole life, that they were big, and that's just their genetics. Baloney. Nobody is genetically predisposed to be fat. That is a myth. And you can go on my website, johnjubilee.com, in an interview with cardiologist Dr. Thomas Cabell. And we talk about that it is a scientific fact that you can reprogram your own DNA. That is a scientific fact, documented. So can I just encourage you today? Hey, medication can treat a symptom. Medication can treat a symptom, but it is not a cure. But getting healthy at a cellular level is a possible cure. And I make no claims. I make no claims. I just tell people, you do these 10 technologies, you participate in a John Jubilee transformation experience, and then you tell me, especially my beautiful, beloved skeptics, you should be skeptical about weight loss and health programs. Yes, you should. If you have intelligence, you should be skeptical. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry with a bunch of false hope for sale out there. But I will look you right in the eyes and tell you, and my staff will look you in the eyes and tell you, if it works, is it worth it? And if it doesn't, we give people their money back. Now, so far, 17 years, over 5,000 people, guess how many times we had to give someone their money back? Zero. Zero. That's right. We're 5,000 and oh. There's not a human being on the planet Earth that can look at us and say, that didn't work for me. If you're willing to do 10 simple things that are so simple, it's like standing in front of a giant vault. You turn the 10 numbers, you open the vault door, you walk in, and in there is your true genetic blueprint. It's who you are really designed to be, to look like, to feel like, to be like an optimal health at a cellular level. I haven't been sick in 17 years. When that H1N1 virus was running around, I was taking care of everybody's kids because you can't make a healthy cell sick. You can be in optimal health at a cellular level. What have you got to lose except for poor health and fat? Come on, you are worth it. You are worth it. Your life is being robbed right in front of you. It's like a burglar coming in your house and taking everything and you're watching them. You have control over your health. You do. There's some things in life we don't have control over. There's many things in life, but our health is not one of them. We have control over our health. If we just take one right step in one right direction, we can turn around our health and our nation's health. And if you're a father or a grandfather or a mother or a grandmother, why don't you start by honoring yourself to create a new legacy of health and wellness in your family? Why don't you just lead by example? Or why don't you honor your loved one enough to say to them, we're going to get healthy at a cellular level. We're going to do something different this year. And friends, I don't make a claim out there, but I have hundreds of testimonials, thousands of testimonials where people have stopped taking their insulin because they don't need it. They stopped taking their high blood pressure medication because they don't need it. They stopped taking their high cholesterol medication because they don't need it. They don't have gout anymore. They don't have irritable bowel syndrome anymore. They don't have hormone issues and mood swings anymore. They don't have joint pain or arthritis anymore. I'm not making a claim. I'm just sharing empirical, anecdotal evidence of what has happened to real people like you and me. Real people like you and me. 5,000 of them at this point. I had an amazing group of people with me yesterday at the Cold Springs Marriott, about 50 jump starters, and they were off and running. And just in their pre-launch, it was so joyful to hear the testimonies of how great people had done in just their first 7 to 10 days of their transformation. It was amazing. It was amazing. You guys inspire me. My Transformers inspire me every single day. They inspire me and give me the joy and just make my commitment deeper and deeper and deeper to bring you something that's real and that will last you for a lifetime. Because my program is simple, it's scientific, and it's sustainable. It's simple, it's scientific, and it's sustainable. It's a way that any person can be in optimal health at a cellular level. If somebody wants to be in better health, if they want to look better, if they want to feel better, the John Jubilee Transformation Experience is for you. Some people want to just gain some lean, healthy muscle. It's for you. Some people want to lose that little belly. It's for you. Some people want to lose a truck tire. That's for you. Some people want to lose 100 pounds of fat. That's for you. Some people just want to get healthy. They don't need to lose a pound. That's for you. Health and wellness at a cellular level is real and it's attainable. Go look and see what the doctors say, what 5,000 Transformers say on johnjubilee.com, on johnjubilee.com. It's just real people like you and me. I'm going to be here. I've been here for 17 years helping people transform real people. A thanks and a shout out to Dave Ramsey for his encouragement and motivation to get me to step out and do this full time. I'm changing the world one person at a time. I want you to stay with me through the break, but I want to change starting with you.
Super Talk 99.7 WTN presents John Jubilee, America's transformation authority. He's a trainer to the stars, speaker, and fat loss expert, and he's here to help you lose that fat, get healthy, and find your joy. John's not going to try and sell you gimmicks or gadgets. He's going to help you understand what you really want to accomplish, but without hating the process. If you want to talk to John, call now at 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-WWTN. Here he is, John Jubilee.
Awesome and amazing morning. Hey, I am thrilled and so joyful to share with you transformation. The joy of my life is helping you to get back the joy in your life. And we're going to start off this segment of the show. I've got a caller. Good morning, Bill. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hello, Mr. Jubilee. How are you?
Well, I'm excellent. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing so wonderful. I just had to call and share a few things. I'm in between evaluations right now, but I've lost so far about 60 pounds of fat.
No way.
And, yeah.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Thanks. And I've come off of four medications, two antidepressants, blood pressure medication, and cholesterol medication.
Bill, that is so exciting.
My blood pressure before I started taking the blood pressure medication was about 145 over 95. And now then, without the medication, it's 110 over 75.
Oh, Bill, congratulations. How does that feel?
That just feels so wonderful.
Wow. So no more side effects of your medication and you're medication free.
Yeah, I'm totally medication free. The only thing I'm taking is the supplements on the program.
Wow, fantastic. And Bill, how far are you in? How far are you in the program?
I'm almost done. I'm nearly at my 12 week.
Okay. Wow, and you've lost 60 pounds of fat.
Uh-huh.
Now, Bill, you know, everybody out there is thinking, come on, that sounds too good to be true.
It does sound too good to be true, but it is true. It works.
Wow.
And I was dropping my daughter off with my ex a couple of weeks ago, and she threw her arms around me to give me a big old hug and then backed up with a shocked look on her face and did it again. And she looked up at me. She's 8 years old. And she said, Daddy, I can wrap my arms all the way around you and clasp my hands behind your back now.
Oh.
And it just made me cry.
Oh, Bill. Wow. That is, wow, what a moment as a dad, huh?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Wow. So your daughter's looking at you with different eyes.
Yes, she is.
Man, Bill, can you go back with me in time before you started, what were your feelings and thoughts before you started the program?
I was really nervous about starting the program. Nothing had worked for me before, and I'd been overweight for years. I used to be an athlete. I was a college athlete. I was on my university cycling team, and then I guess got into a sedentary job and started leading a really sedentary life and just not taking care of myself and just put on almost 100 pounds, and I just didn't know what to expect. Everything sounded too good to be true, but I just kept hearing on the radio show people after people, person after person calling in with great results. So I just decided to trust it, and I'm so glad I did.
Wow. And Bill, do you think this is something that's sustainable for you?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I'm not stopping at the 12 weeks. I've still got some a little ways to go, so I'm going to keep building my house. But it's easy to do. It's an easy lifestyle change.
Wow, and Bill, I so appreciate your openness and your candor to mention even coming off of antidepressant medication. Man, what's that feel like?
It just feels amazing. The antidepressants helped with the depression, but they kind of fogged my mind, and subdued my personality. I think much clearer now off of the medication, and I'm a lot more outgoing. I'm happier than I was when I was on the medication.
Wow, and so you really, You know, a lot of our listeners, they hear me talk about how this has chemical reactions. You start producing the serotonin, the adiponectin, the dopamine. You've literally experienced that.
Yes. Yeah, it's amazing.
Wow. Well, Bill, I'm telling you, you inspire me. You know, you inspire me. I love that story. I mean, that brings tears to my eyes of thinking of your little girl wrapping her arms around you like that and saying that to you as a dad. And and man, I can so relate to you. You know, I always took my kids on a date night, and I would ask them certain questions, and they didn't realize I was asking them the same questions, you know, to just find out where they were in life. But I would always ask them, you know, what's your favorite thing about your mom? What's your favorite thing about your dad? And you know, Bill, after I did my transformation, every time I asked them, what's your favorite thing about your dad, what do you think they said?
I have no idea.
They said that my dad looks healthy. That my dad looks healthy, that my dad looks good. And the heartbreaking part of that was it made me realize they noticed when I didn't.
Yeah.
And so your little girl wrapping her arms around and saying that, it's like she's saying, I honor you. I respect you. I see that difference in your life. Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. Well, Bill, you started with some skepticism. Do you have any words of encouragement that you would share with someone else that's like you, that's maybe listening?
Yeah, I'd just say you have nothing to lose. There's a money-back guarantee. So if you're the first person on the program, I think, I don't think you've ever had to use that money-back guarantee, if I remember correctly.
That's correct.
It's there. If for some strange, bizarre reason it doesn't work, you have nothing to lose, and you have everything to gain. I've gained so much. I mean, not just the weight loss. I mean, like you say, weight loss is a myth. This is transformation. I've transformed in so many ways. I've gotten off of all these medications and lost the fat and gained hydration and muscle, and it's just changed my life. And it's continuing to change my life. It's just amazing.
Wow. Well, my congratulations to you. Hey, will you hold on the line for just a minute? The radio producer is just going to share with you. And Bill, I'm going to encourage you, since you're still building the house, you know, come on back in, even 4 weeks after you finish your 88 days, because that's what we teach. Build the house till you're looking in that mirror going, yep, that's the house I want to live in. Will you do that?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Well, hang on the line for us. And man, thank you. You made my day. You inspired me today, Bill.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Well, hang on the line.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks. Okay. Well, folks, there's a real transformer. And what a testimony. That inspires me today. And that can be your testimony. That can be your story. So can I just encourage you, go log on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com, contact us, let us help you be the best you can be. I'm John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority on Super Talk 99.7.
Now is the time to start. Call John at 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-WWTN. Looking for some direction? Ralph Bristol can get you to work and explain the issues of the day. Weekday mornings on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, we are changing the world one person at a time. We really are. Why? Because when you get healthy at a cellular level, it changes even the chemical reactions in your body. And you talk about something scary. We're using a little bit of the scary theme today. You know, antidepressant medications can make people like zombies. That's right. You just heard Bill call in, and he said his antidepressant medication, literally, it just like muted his personality. That's like a zombie, right? Zombies don't have much personality. And we don't want to walk around like zombies on antidepressant medication. And yet we see all these commercials for antidepressant medication. And can I just encourage you, get out your magnifying glass, pull out your antidepressant medication, and look at the side effects. You know, am I the only guy that thinks it's a little bit alarming that one of the side effects of antidepressant medication is suicide? Hello? Hello? This is what in the, you know, Dave Ramsey calls them my Johnisms. You know, the Johnism is, that's a BFO, blinding flash of the obvious. It's a blinding flash of the obvious, folks. If you're taking a medication that a side effect is suicide, I'm not thinking that's really too good for us. If we're taking a medication that, you know, causes our personality to just walk like we're in a fog, like a zombie, I really don't think being a zombie is a good thing. So now maybe on Halloween night it is. Okay, so maybe one night of the year, you know, dressing up like a zombie, but not living like one, not living like one. But if you get healthy at a cellular level and you're producing your healthy dopamine and serotonin and adiponectin, and you're getting rid of that ghrelin and cortisol and getting rid of your fat and getting hydrated at a cellular level, that's what we want to be doing. Hey, it's a scary world out there when drug prescription companies are spending millions and millions and millions of dollars on advertising and all of these sweet, flowery commercials. From now on, every time a drug commercial comes on, I want you to take both your hands, slap both your cheeks five times, and then listen to every word, especially at the end of the commercial. And look, you know, I teach that laughter does good like medicine. Laughter is one of the best medicines in life, and laughter's good, and you should belly laugh and laugh hard. And you know what's hilarious? A drug commercial. Listen to the end of every drug commercial. I wish my son Jonathan was here. I'll try to bring him next week and we'll imitate a drug commercial for you. But it's basically, I'll do the best I can, is, oh, by the way, side effects may be, you know, temporary loss of sight, diarrhea, extreme vomiting, you know, lack of sleep, suicide, and possible premature death. Yeah, that's what they're really saying at the end of these commercials. They spend millions of dollars to produce and to run. So, hey, let's go for the natural route. Your body's naturally designed to be a self-healer when you do what's right for it at a cellular level. So you don't have to get caught up on the dangerous side effects of drugs and the muted personality, the zombie life. Let's live the full life. Let's live the power life. Let's live a Superman, a Superwoman life of being healthy at a cellular level and being active participants in every area of life in a healthy way. I'm going to take another caller right now.
Oh, you can.
Good morning, Paul. Welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning, John. How are you?
Well, great. Is this the famous Paul Qualls?
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Wow. All right.
The striper nut, you know me.
Well, report in, soldier. How's everything going?
Oh, pretty good. I just wanted to let you know that I shattered my heel a few years ago, and I don't think I ever mentioned that to you. And it used to hurt to walk. It was every step, right? I just, as they say, you know, suck it up. No pain, no gain, right? Well, guess what? No more pain, buddy.
Wow. Wow, Paul. Congratulations.
So, yeah, because the surgeon told me that I shattered it in like 100 pieces, and when they rebuilt it and did the thing to it, he said, you know, if you don't do what I tell you, you're going to limp the rest of your life. So I did everything he said, and I didn't limp, but I sure could feel the pain. So I just thought I'd let you know, now that I've been on your diet and I've lost weight, the wife's doing great, we're doing pretty good, things are getting better, right?
Now, Paul, now you know that sounds too good to be true, right, brother?
Yeah, I thought that too. I was a little skeptical, but I kept hearing you every morning when I was out on my tractor mowing the lawn, and I thought to myself, honey, you need to call this guy. You need to make us an appointment. He's over there in Nashville, and he sounds like he's doing a good job.
Wow. Well, Paul, so you fought through your skepticism on the front end, huh?
I did, because I liked that guarantee you had. I got to admit, that guarantee is what sold me right off the bat. I'm like, I ain't got nothing to lose. Right? That's what did it. I'll be honest with you. The guarantee made all the difference in the world. I mean, I like someone who's up front, who's honest, that actually gives people what they pay for, you know, inspires them, is a motivator, is inspirational in the way that he acts and upholds himself, the whole nine yards. I mean, it's impressive.
Wow. Wow. Well, thank you. Well, thank you, Paul. And, you know, you inspire me. You know, you inspire me by transforming and by just doing 10 simple things. And you think this is something you can keep doing?
Hey, I'm going to live it the rest of my life. And I know the wife is, no doubt in my mind about that. So we're on board.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's kind of a small detail you left out there. Totally shattered.
Well, you know, I don't want you to think I was any kind of gimp or nothing. You know? Wow. My pride's a little more than that. Anybody knows me will tell you that. I'm not one to give up.
I guess so.
You've got to inspire other people, too, in your life, not just, you know, walk around your gimp the rest of your life. Right?
Wow. So how far are you in your transformation?
Oh, Lord. I'm technically probably around 60. And I've got other things going on in the life. You know what's going on there. And so I'm not as good as I should be because I got a few things going on right now. But I'm doing a lot better. I didn't even expect to be doing this well. So.
Wow. And how's the wife doing?
She's doing pretty good. We've got some good news on that end. So hopefully the middle of next month we'll take care of that problem.
Okay. Well, fantastic. Well, Paul, see what I mean? You inspire me, you surprise me, and, you know, you catch me off guard right on the radio.
Yeah, well, you know, I knew you needed a little shock therapy.
Yeah, well, that is a little shock therapy. Like, oh, by the way, you kind of remind me of, I had a brother and sister call in one time, and, you know, first the sister called in, and she's sharing her testimony, and her brother had came in first. And so she had to follow him. And so, you know, I think I know these guys pretty good because the brother lost over 100 pounds of fat. The sister came in, she loses 100 pounds of fat. And they call in, she called in, or, you know, and then he heard her, he calls in, they're both on the phone. And come to find out, Paul, you know, I have the money back guarantee. Well, the brother had told the sister, he's like, hey, if it doesn't work, he's like, I'll give you an extra $2,000 if it doesn't work.
That's what you call brotherly love, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but he was giving her the double guarantee, you know?
That's it, right? Nothing wrong with that.
And that's really what got her to come. But I never heard that story until they called it on the radio. And, you know, I had no idea that went on. So you're only about the second person that ever caught me by surprise.
Well, I felt you needed that because more people need to know how good it is.
Well, thank you. Well, you really did. You made my day, and that's so inspiring. And I can't wait to see you on your next assessment to see how you guys are doing. And Paul, is there anything that you would share, you know, now that you're this far into your experience, that you would share to someone else that was listening like you driving your tractor?
If you don't write John's number down or his website and go see John, you're losing out on life. That's the best thing I can say.
Wow. Well, thank you.
Because life is so much better now.
Mm-hmm. And that's not a paid endorsement, right?
That is not a paid endorsement. That is the honest, heartfelt truth. And everybody will tell you, Paul speaks his mind pretty much. I mean, he shuts up when he needs to occasionally, but most of the time when it comes to telling people that he loves and he cares about, he puts it right to him because he doesn't want to see him mess up.
Well, you're a good man, Paul, and I like a man that just tells it like it is.
Yeah. All right.
Well, thank you so much for your call today. You inspired me, brother.
Yes, sir. You take care.
All right. Well,
good luck.
Thank you again.
Yes, sir.
We'll see
Bye-bye.
You soon. Bye now. Well, that's a fun call there. And they don't catch me off guard very often, but you know what? That's a good being caught off guard. A shattered foot that has no more pain. And why is the pain gone? Because there's health at a cellular level. The positive chemicals come into the body, the cells get healthy, and the pain goes away. Without medication. So I don't tell people to quit their medication. I say, let's get healthy at a cellular level, and your doctor will tell you to quit your medication. Let me say that again. I tell you to get healthy at a cellular level, and your doctor will tell you to quit your medication. How do you think all these doctors became my clients? Because you go in there to them, and they see you're healthy at a cellular level. They tell you to get off their medication. They ask you how you did it. You told them I did a John Jubilee transformation experience, and they're smart guys. They call me. And I get to work with them then for the rest of their life, and they're my new friend. I want you to stay with me through the break. I'm John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority on Super Talk 99.7.
He helps make athletes stronger and the stars look better. John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. It's what Nashville talks about. Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Awesome and amazing morning. Hey, we're talking a little bit today about the scary stuff. Why? Because it's that scary Halloween month, and we don't want to be living a life like a zombie. And how does that happen? Hey, we just had a gentleman call in. He was walking like a zombie because he had a crushed heel. Hundreds of bone fragments crushed in his heel. That'll make you walk like a zombie. That'll make you think every step of your life, ouch, 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 every step of your life. And if you heard that caller call in, the amazing Paul Qualls, hey, that guy's just a real guy. He's out riding his tractor. He's listening to people call in and share their own transformation story. He presses through his own skepticism, and I call them my beautiful, beloved skeptics, and I call them my intelligent skeptics, because you should be skeptical about weight loss. You should be skeptical about health and wellness programs. But I don't teach weight loss. I teach transformation. Weight loss is a myth. It's a myth. People lose muscle, they lose bone, they lose water, and they lose some fat, and that's weight loss, and it's unhealthy. Weight loss is unhealthy. Let's all say it together. Weight loss is unhealthy. Transformation is optimal health at a cellular level. It's for every person that wants to feel better, be better, look better, be in optimal health. It's for every person, 10 simple technologies that you can implement and you can really do for the rest of your life. What is it? It's getting healthy, first of all, through hydration. I have a secret that helps your cell become porous, uptake your hydration. Secondly, it's how to eat the foods you love in a different way that causes your body to build muscle, metabolize fat. Thirdly, simple exercise. No sit-ups, no running, no heavy breathing. Those are the three components tied in with 10 technologies. And if you can count to 10, you can do the 10 technologies. That's what the John Jubilee Transformation Experience is. And you just heard a gentleman call in that now every step of his life is a step of thankfulness that he made the call. And I love that. Can't be more real than that. To say, why did I make the call? Well, because I had a money-back guarantee. Didn't have a thing I could possibly lose except for poor health. Here's a guy just standing up behind what he says is true and what he believes. And friends, I've been around for 17 years. I'm not going anywhere. I live here. I'm you. Real people just like you and me. Yeah, I got a bunch of celebrity clients because guess what? They're real people too. Celebrities are real people too. They're trying to raise families and be participants in life and be the best them they can be. Doctors are real people too. They're trying to be the best them they can be, to be healthy so that they're there to help other people, to get well. But everyday people from every walk of life are participating in transformation. I've been so joyful to be now able to help over 5,000 people. And I want to change this world one person at a time. And no one's more important than you. You just have to make a decision to honor yourself, to bless yourself, to give yourself the opportunity. And doesn't that feel awkward to hear self, 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 self? But hey, we live in the Bible Belt here, and most people believe in the Bible. And do you know what the Bible teaches? It teaches to love yourself first. Love yourself first, and then love your neighbor. Because if you don't love yourself first, you won't be there to help your neighbor or your children or anyone else. So you have to love yourself first so you're going to be around. Why do you think on the airplanes they tell you put the oxygen mask on yourself first in case of an emergency and then help the person next to you? Because if you die, you're not there to help anyone else. And if you're unhealthy, you are going to die prematurely. It's a medical fact. Go look it up on the internet. Fat people die faster. Fat people get more diseases. Fat gives us diseases, and dehydration gives us just as many diseases. That's right. Steve Jobs was not a fat guy, and he virtually ate all fruits and vegetables, but he was unhealthy and he died young. And we've all known people that weren't fat that died young. Why? Because they were unhealthy. You can have high blood pressure, hypertension, high cholesterol. All kinds of diseases can be caused. Total kidney shutdown can be caused from one thing, dehydration. That's right. You take the water out of those kidneys and they can just shut down and you die. You take the water out of that pancreas, it can't regulate that insulin, you become a diabetic. And then you become a diabetic and you get into a few years of it, and guess what? They chop your feet off. That's scary. And that's real scary. That's not makeup, fun, ha-ha, Halloween scary. That's real scary. And I want to encourage you, you can be in optimal health at a cellular level. You don't have to have any of those types of things in your life. And so if you ever even have a thirst, if you feel like I'm thirsty, I need something to drink, you are already partially dehydrated. You're already partially dehydrated. It's too late. And I can tell you that most Americans are dehydrated. We are dehydrated. Every diabetic in America is 35 to 45% hydrated. People should be 50 to 60% hydrated. 50 to 60% is the level you should be. Most people don't even know what their hydration is. They know what their weight is, but they have no idea what their hydration is. And can I just give you a funny story about weight and what a myth even weight is? If you look on a weight chart or what a myth, I was having dinner with an old friend and his wife, and he says, well, I'm the same weight I was in high school. I'm looking at him with his sunken chest and his pot belly. And I looked at his wife and I said, did he look like that in high school? She burst out laughing. She said, no. She said, that belly hanging out down there used to be up in his chest. You got the picture there? He used to have a big, broad chest, and now he has a fat pot belly. But he weighs the same. Why? Because he lost 30 pounds of muscle and he gained 30 pounds of fat in the belly. That is why transformation is real. Transformation is what we want, not weight loss. We want to gain healthy muscle, gain healthy hydration, lose fat, lose inches. I'm going to take a caller here in just a moment, but I want to encourage you to get off the myth. Get off that myth of weight loss. Weight loss is a myth. Transformation is real. Good morning, Trish. Thank you so much for calling in the show today.
John, hi. It's so nice to hear you. I just wanted to call in. I'm sorry I'm in my car. I'm on my way to church, and I don't have a lot of time, but I just wanted to quickly. I saw Tom after my 88 days, and I was so excited when I got there that I could hardly speak. I was practically stuttering. I had so many stories to tell him. I didn't know how much time I had, and I wanted to say everything at once. And so it just wouldn't really come out. So he just kind of laughed, and he just said, well, you look athletic. I was like, well, thank you. It was just so awesome. I think one of my favorite stories, though, that I wanted to get through real quick to, well, to him mostly, because he's really been a lot of help along the way of helping me adjust my walk and my shuffle and stuff a little bit. And I played with it a lot and got some real muscles there. I mean, my quads are big and tight. It's awesome. I have, like, skinny legs and a body that, you know what I mean, more like an apple-shaped thing, and I just didn't want it anymore. I just couldn't deal with that ever again. And you're talking about Halloween. I'm going to jump over to Halloween real quick. I mean, the scariest thing to me is not the disease as much as having to wear that, the Fruit of the Loom outfit. You know what I mean? And so I just didn't want to be that anymore, but I didn't know what to do. All those other things that you tried, and I'm not the skeptic. I believe all of them. It's like, I'll try this, I'll try that. The problem is that they didn't. You can lose the weight, but the way you lose it is in a way you're not hydrated, you're dehydrated. You're not where you need to be. You can't fight off. There's no way on a lot of the programs for weight loss to fight off the cravings or anything. They just keep you craving. It's a deprivation program. Whereas this isn't, I mean, you help me kick the addiction to ice cream and all that stuff, which I really still think there's heroin in there. it's completely addicting. I don't have that. It's gone. I don't know what other addictions you can help people. I imagine it keeps you from being addicted to everything. I think it's because of the cellular level thing.
Yes.
But I don't have that issue. It's just so empowering. It's so empowering to have strong legs, to not be the Fruit of the Loom character. my calves, I used to be a runner years ago, and it was just, and with those old skinny calves, even then, they were shaped okay, but they weren't really ever big. Like, I love big calves. And these are amazing. I'm 58 years old, and I have calves I've never had before.
Now, wait a minute. You're 58 years old, and you're telling me you got the best-looking legs you've ever had?
Yeah, and I ran a marathon in 1989, and I was one of the faster runners. I mean, I came in, I won the award for an L.A. marathon in 1989, and came in the top 10%.
Wow.
And my legs are better. I mean, it's just amazing. And it's really, truly a transformation.
Wow.
And, I just feel strong all over. And then people at work, this is a great story, because when I was at work, people are, you can't see, as a nurse, I was wearing scrubs, and you can't, it's kind of like wearing a boob, basically. And so they don't see everything. So they see the face and the neck and all that. Then my job changed over where I would wear some street clothes for a change. And then people are going, oh my goodness. And I dropped the first 4 weeks was a pretty quick weight loss. And then all of a sudden, the true transformation after about 6 weeks came in, where it really started changing more muscular. And well, I thought I hit a plateau. I thought, this must be a plateau, because I had a pound scale, of course. I just weighed on that, and I thought, oh, I must be hitting a plateau. But for the first time in my life, I didn't care. I felt so good. I just, you know what I mean? I was really happy.
Yes.
And it didn't matter. And so when I was at work after 2 weeks of thinking, oh, I must be hitting a plateau, I didn't care. I was just still doing the same thing. Then someone said, you know, you're going to have to stop with all this weight loss. Your chest, it's like, yes, you can see a clavicle, can't you? and she said, you just have to stop all this. And I said, but I think I had a plateau. I haven't lost any weight in a little while. And she said, yes, you are. Yes, you are. I can see it. You're still, I don't care what you say. We see you losing it anyway. And I thought, well, I went upstairs and went under the bed of my guest room upstairs, where I had all these clothes that, because it was starting to cool down, I had to go find some other clothes to wear besides my fat clothes weren't fitting anymore. So I go and dig out these clothes, and lo and behold, for that weight of what I used to be, those clothes were not only not, all the thinner clothes were starting to fit, they were actually big around the waist I had. It was like, oh, I think she's right. I still am. I'm getting smaller. She said, it's inches. We don't care what you say your scale says. And so that was just a really, it was just a profound moment to put these clothes on after hearing people say that. Well, I didn't even notice it myself. I just kept on doing my program.
Yes, because Trish, because you were losing fat in inches, but not weight.
Yeah, and it, well, you don't know all that stuff that you just get on a pound scale. You don't really, you only know by putting clothes on that you had before, and you know the difference in how they fit. So it was amazing, but so Halloween will be a lot more fun this year.
Wow, now Trish, now you said your age. Could you say it one more time? 58 years old. Now I'm just telling you, Trish, I saw your video, your little video this week. I thought you were like 35 years old.
Oh, the skin's different, huh?
Oh my word.
And my neck, the chin's gone, all that stuff.
Wow.
John, I gotta tell you, Jonathan too, he's came on last week on the radio. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm so re-inspired by some of these people. It's amazing. But he's, oh gosh, he makes me feel like a wimp. He's amazing. He is, it's like, yes, I'm going to be like that. You know what I mean? He is so awesome. So I haven't gone in and liked him, but I can tell him right now I like him.
Oh, well, thank you. And Trish, you're such an inspiration. 58 years old. Your weight, you know, and Trish, this is so much how we need to change the world, is to teach people, you know, you could be the same weight, but lose inches and lose fat and feel better and look better. And that's your experience, right?
Yeah, I lost 27 point something, almost 30 pounds of fat, I think, so far. So,
wow.
And I'm happy to keep doing the program because it's so easy. And then, oh, and I got to tell you this too. So it's been a week since I've seen, Tom, and I thought, well, okay, I'm on it. I'm going to test this out. Can I really eat something like you said? And I did, and it was like, oh, but I'm the same.
Yes, that's so right. That's right.
That's the only part, like I said, I'm not that. That was the only thing I was really, really skeptical about, was like, I don't believe that I could do this whole program and then be able to try something one day that doesn't belong with this program or any kind of healthy situation, and let's see what happens. And it was scary.
But Trish, you built your house and now you're living in it. You got a spiked metabolism, a reset hypothalamus, and how's that feel, sister?
Oh man, it's amazing. It's so empowering. That's the whole thing. You feel so strong. You feel strong body and mind.
Wow.
Because your muscles are there, and then you have this power that you just know what it takes. You know what to do. You know how to do it. You don't have to worry about it. You just do it.
Wow.
You know?
Well, Trish, thank you for your call. You inspired me today.
And you inspire me, and you continue to. And everybody that called in, I'm so happy to hear, especially the guy that got off the drugs, antidepressant. That's awesome.
Yes. Well, I'll let you get in there to church, girl. But hey, give me a call in 4 weeks and let me know how that next four goes.
Oh, great. Okay.
Okay. All right. Have a beautiful Sunday.
Thank you.
Bye now. Well, there you go. Go log on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. I got one more amazing caller that we're going to wrap up the show with. So stay with me through the break. This is John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority on Super Talk 99.7.
Making the doctors healthy. John Jubilee on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Mike Huckabee.
That's how I kind of feel about the Democrats in Congress. You say, are you going to have some? No, we're going to get a little subsidy.
Weekdays at noon on Super Talk 99.7 Hello. WTN.
Awesome and amazing morning. Wow. I'm inspired. If you haven't heard this whole show, you should go back and log on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com, and listen to this podcast. Man, I have just been inspired by our callers today, and I am going to pick up a caller right now. Good morning, Bill. Thank you for calling.
Well, hello. How are you?
Hey, I appreciate you taking the time to call. This is my segment. I get a lot of people that are on their way to church and, And I know you're having an amazing transformation. Could you share with our listeners how it's going?
Yeah, it's going great. I've lost 60 pounds of fat so far, gained about 12 pounds of hydration and muscle, and I've come off of four medications, two antidepressants, blood pressure medication, and cholesterol medication.
Wow. Now, Bill, when you started out, did you think that was going to be possible?
No, I didn't think I could lose that much weight in this amount of time, and I had no idea that I would be able to come off of medications. I had no idea that that would be kind of an effect of getting healthy, like you say, at a cellular level. I just didn't realize that it would come to that.
Wow. And how does that feel?
It just feels amazing. I'm so much happier now than I was, 10 weeks ago. It's just amazing.
And you're happier and you're off of two antidepressant medications.
Yes.
Wow. And has it impacted your family life at all?
Yeah, I noticed it's easier to relate to my daughter. I'm a lot more outgoing now than I was when I was on the medications. The medications help with the depression, but they seem to kind of suppress my personality and kind of fog my mind. And I think a lot clearer now, and I'm a lot more outgoing. I'm a lot more active with my daughter. It's just amazing.
Wow. And 60 pounds of fat is like six bowling balls. Now, Bill, that sounds too good to be true to do in 88 days.
Well, it happened. It's true. And I kind of feel like an underachiever after some of the stories I've heard. I mean, there are people who are losing a lot more than that in 88 days. So I'm still building my house. I still have a little ways to go.
Well, Bill, you're certainly not an underachiever because it's not, we're all unique. We're all unique. And uh-huh. And just like every house is unique, you're building your house. You know, you're building your house and then you get to live in it for the rest of your life. And is this something you think is sustainable?
Oh, very definitely. It's been such an easy lifestyle change. That was one of the things I was worried about when I first made the appointment to come into your office. I was worried that the results I was hearing on the radio and seeing on the website, that the only way you could get results like that would be an extraordinarily strenuous program. And it's exactly the opposite. It's such an easy program. It's been such an easy lifestyle change.
Wow. And what was it in your personal life, Bill, that caused you to step out and take the action step to actually to do a transformation?
I was just, I'm getting older, and I just started to realize that I don't want to live the rest of my life like this. When I was younger, I was an athlete. I was in the military. And then after the military, I went to college and I was on my university cycling team. I was in tremendous shape. And then after college, I got a sedentary job as a computer programmer and just sit in front of a computer 8 hours a day and wasn't active outside of work either. Just sat on the couch and just put weight on pound after pound after pound over the years. And I finally just got fed up with it. I just got fed up with the way I looked. I'd see pictures of myself with my daughter and say, wow, look at that fat guy. And I just got sick of it and wanted to do something.
And you did. And you did. Yeah. You lost 60 pounds of fat. You came off of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and two antidepressants.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Bill, again, so much for your call. I got 30 seconds till I'm out. Thank you, brother, and congratulations on your transformation.
Thank you so much for what you do.
All right. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, go log on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. I am changing this world one person at a time, and I want to start with you.